Hello, this is Jim Zuris, podcast host and operator of SysRep, Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today I'm with Coldwell Banker, Real Estate Agent, and SRES Senior Real Estate Specialist, Olga Kirkland. Hello, Olga. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. You're a brand new SRES, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you're new to focusing on the senior market, aren't you?
Yes.
You and I have had conversations, and I thought this would be a good podcast for you to share some of the negatives that you've heard about reverse mortgages, and you've shared those with me. For real estate agents that are listening to this, is make the point that if you're going to focus on marketing to the senior market, the reverse mortgage is a key financial instrument unless they want to do regular mortgages, which most of them don't because they want to avoid payment.
Yeah.
In the same way that if you were to focus on a new home buyer, you'd have to know about payment assistance programs and VA loans. An agent marketing towards a senior market needs to know about reverse mortgages, but they also need to know what they're going to hear that it's a negative, because there's some negatives about the reverse mortgage, and a lot of them change over time. The guidelines, FHA guidelines, have addressed those negatives. Agents are still going to hear them. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to have you do is if you could share some of the negatives you've heard and give me a chance to explain how an agent that would hear those same negatives want to respond to them.
Okay. Well, I've been talking to several people about reverse mortgages because I'm excited about them. I'm trying to help seniors. I was talking to my neighbor recently. My neighbor was asking me questions. She had mentioned that her mom had an investment property in Arizona and wanted to sell that property and purchase a primary residence in California and was considering a reverse mortgage. But my neighbor is her daughter, and she was worried about who was going to own the home. So she was kind of against her mother doing a reverse mortgage.
Sure. Okay. And that is probably the number one objection. So this is the daughter worried about the mother, mm-hmm. right? Daughter, does your mom have a mortgage now on her home? Do you know if she does?
No.
She doesn't have a mortgage. Okay. So did she ever have a mortgage on the home? Did she pay a mortgage off?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's say most people do.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they'll buy cash, but most people do. Well, the answer is, as long as it's a HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage, which is an FHA insured loan, the reverse mortgage is a lien on the home, exactly like the mortgage the mother may have had at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The bank didn't own the home. The bank had a lien on the home,
mm-hmm.
and she had to make her payments. With a reverse mortgage, it's exactly the same. It's a lien on the home. The advantage is, of course, there are no mandatory payments involved with a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'd answer that one. And so you want to say that, and then I always like to say, just very kind of low key, does that kind of make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just end it with a question to see if they get it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what that will do is it may invite another objection. Typically, if agents are out there and they're trying to sell homes and they understand how a purchase reverse mortgage can result in more sales, they're going to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, who owns the home?
Who owns the home? The bank does not own the home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing you could say is that there used to be some financial instruments out there, and you may run into them, which might give you like 90, 95% of the value of your home, and that's like an equity share, in which case they might go on title, and that's what you want to avoid.
Yeah.
A lot of people get that mixed up with a reverse mortgage. So as long as it's FHA insured loan, the lender is not on title, and it's a lien just like every loan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, so then I also have been speaking with other agents that I just talked to and try to learn from. I have like a mentor, and I have had several agents say that they also focus on the senior market, but they think reverse mortgages are bad, and they just think that they're bad, and
okay.
they think that seniors should only do a regular mortgage and not do a reverse mortgage, and they don't really have a reason why, they just think they're bad.
Okay, so if you run into an agent like that, and you're an SRES, and you're focusing on the senior market, you're going to beat that guy, okay? And I run into that all the time. I run into brokers that have that attitude, and guess what? Their whole sales team is missing the boat, because I run into brokers as well where they understand how you can sell more homes with a purchase reverse mortgage. So the number one question you want to ask there is why, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, I don't know. What have you heard about the reverse mortgage? Was it something on TV? Is it somebody that you knew? So you want to probe to see where that person got that impression. And let's say they finally say, well, I had an uncle that told me that. And then the next question is, well, how long ago was that?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer a lot of times is like, well, it was like 5 years ago. I saw something on TV and it didn't look right. Or I read something on the internet.
And somebody told them something.
So it's always, okay, so now we know where you heard it. How long ago was it? And if it's at all any time period to your whatever it is, your next thing is to say what you read, what you heard might have been right at that time, okay? But what's happened is the government, because there's 10,000 boomers retiring every day, the government sees the reverse mortgage. I mean, they are insuring it, and they see it as a viable retirement tool for seniors where really their biggest asset is their home. And why not put some of that equity in their home to use for them? So what's happened over time, these negatives have been addressed by changes in guidelines. That's what you'd say is, okay, you're still thinking that. And at one point, you're right, but the programs change. Even in 2013, President Obama signed the Stability of Reverse Mortgage Act. That tells you that there's a future for reverse mortgages. 5 years from now, all these negatives are going to be gone because people, it'll be accepted. And these negatives still linger from 5-10 years ago when some of these issues were, they were right. So if that's how you'd want to try and at least get that person to open up.
Listen.
If a real estate agent, like you said, focusing on a senior market, and they don't get that the reverse mortgage is a key tool, they're being ineffective. And that's a, that you have an advantage over that. And it, people run around like
that. And then I had another agent that I spoke with, and she was saying that she's concerned that the payoff would exceed the value of the home. So she didn't recommend it to her client.
Okay. That is definitely a potential. If the reverse mortgage, typically we talk about 50% of the value of the home is what you qualify for. It gets higher the older you are. A borrower definitely has the option of paying off the interest. But if not, in exchange for not having a payment, the interest is added. The other thing that can happen is, let's say the real estate market has a downturn. So it is possible that the reverse mortgage, you can in fact be upside down, right? That's what she's concerned about. Now, the key there is the reverse mortgage is either paid back when you sell a home, but most of the time, the reason why someone would use a reverse mortgage is if they plan to stay in the home, in which case it's a non-recourse loan. So what does that mean is that, let's say they die, the reverse mortgage becomes payable once a second of the two die, if there's a couple. If the home is upside down, let's say they live to be 100, right? Or whatever, which is great, then whoever inherits a home does not have to make up the difference. That's the answer for her. It's, yeah, it's insured, exactly. The FHA insurance, it's included in the mortgage. They're not going to go after, let's say, the bank account or other assets of the borrower in a situation like that. Or the heir, exactly.
Okay, and then, thanks. And then, lastly, I've been trying to help my mom because my mom is looking to purchase a condo for herself. She's single. I've been trying to show her, you know, new home builds that are safer areas for her. And she's a single lady. And she just keeps questioning, well, how does the bank do this? And how do they get their money back? And how can the bank do this? How does the bank get their money? There must be some catch or something. And I'm like, no.
Sure. And that's because she's used to seeing a payment, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing we see that I've heard, at least, is that it's too good to be true almost, right? The reverse mortgage, like every loan in the United States, has interest. Okay. So there's interest on loans. So guess what? That's how lenders make money, is on the interest on the loan. Nowadays, we usually, in most cases, if it's over $100,000, we'll waive the origination fee. So the answer is, just like every other loan, the lender makes money on the interest. What happens is the equity in the home is paying the interest for her unless she decides to make a payment, which she can at any time. It is interesting because the lender is giving her a bunch of money, and they may not see it back for like 10, 20 years if she lives long enough, right? But that's the way that it's set up. And what happens is, it's, if you know securitization, the loan gets sold, and there are investors that purchase the home, and they price that in. So on the back end, which there's enough profit there by investors as well, and that's how the whole banking industry works. It's not anything unique to the reverse mortgage. So open question like that, the best you can do is to ask some more questions. You wouldn't try to isolate what she's saying. Other than the fact that there's no payment required and there's a trade-off in eliminating a payment, it is really, it's a lien on the home. It's an FHA-insured loan, so it's a legitimate loan. So certain people, these answers will work. Other people, guess what? They're just, it sounds like maybe that realtor friend of yours, see, if he's a hater, he's a hater. You know, haters hate. From a real estate agent's perspective, if you've got a client interested, what you want to do, the key thing is you want to ask who they heard it from, how long ago it was, was the person looking for a reverse mortgage, or was it just something that person heard, confirmed that they were probably right? You don't want to say, well, they're wrong, right? Because it's in their mind, they're right, and it's a good chance they were. They can if they were to research it, they might find they were right. And then explain that the programs change. You know, the programs change.
To help the seniors.
To help seniors.
Yeah, help them.
The whole idea is to help them. The last one you're going to hear, which you haven't heard yet, is that the kids will inherit less, okay? And that comes down to what the senior is trying to accomplish with a reverse mortgage. The first thing I do is I always ask, what are you trying to accomplish? Let's say it's purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. Or you might say, well, what I want to do is pay off some bills. I want to get rid of a payment, because real estate agents are going to run into refis. And what you're doing there is trying to help that customer. And there's a Bevan Eustace does that, helps this lady. And that's a great podcast, by the way, how an agent can add value, not with an immediate sale that's sitting there, but add value to set up, in that case,
them.
A listing, to help them. And then you'll get the listing. If you help them, you'll get the listings. As soon as I'm meeting a client or talking to them on the phone, I love to meet them in person, I always ask, have you talked to your kids? What do they think of the reverse mortgage? The answers could be, it's none of their blankety-blank business. Okay, well, at least you tried. The other one is, well, I've talked to my kids, and they both got homes, and they're fine with it. And the other answer could be, well, my kids are fighting it, and they don't think I should do it. Kind of like your daughter example.
Yeah.
So what I would try to do, and what Bevan does, is she actually invites a nephew from Minnesota to fly out as part of the decision to do the reverse mortgage, refi. That's what she'd want to do, and that's what I do. Well, can I talk to the kids? On the other hand, right now I'm working on a reverse mortgage where I'm dealing with the kids. I've dealt with kids, because the reverse mortgage is going to save a foreclosure and save the son from making a payment on an adjustable rate loan that went from $500 a month to $1,900 a month. And it's like killing his mom. The answer is, it's a trade-off. The reverse mortgage serves the person that lives in the home, the senior, while they're alive. But the trade-off is, you know, the person who inherits a home, the children or whoever it is going to inherit less. And that's just the way it is. And they have to work that into the decision, whether the reverse mortgage is right for them or not. I appreciate you coming on board. By the way, listeners, Olga, you can see her picture. She looks like she's like 25. She sounds like she's like 18. But you're okay with me saying you're 40 years old, right? She's 40 years old.
That's crazy.
I hate you. I'm actually 29, but I've lived a tough life so far. Not true at all. Agents listening to this podcast, and they want to, let's say they want to get in touch with you, I'm going to have your contact information on the website, but you can share your contact information with me here. Just like, say they're in their car and they want to call you right now.
Well, I'm an agent with Tarbell Realtors in Anaheim Hills, and my telephone number is 949-278-3078. If anyone needs help with anything, I can share my experience and everything I've learned with them.
Very good. Great. Well, thank you very much in offering your experience with negatives. You're out there talking about it, and you're coming up with the objections. And if someone's giving you objection, that means you're interested. Look at it as an opportunity. It's a shame if they can benefit by the reverse mortgage, but you don't answer an objection. Not you, but an agent doesn't just handle what may be a very simple objection. Move the sale forward.
Yeah.
Great. Again, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Olga.
Thank you.